Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should home economics be a compulsory subject in schools at junior and at Leaving Cert level? Because new research commissioned by Tesco Ireland among over 1,000 parents right around the country found that 92% support more food education in the school curriculum, and only 44% of parents say they're confident that their children could cook a basic meal from scratch. So with ever-rising obesity rates, should we make home economics a compulsory subject? Dr. Helen Maguire is from the National Centre of Excellence for Home Economics in ATU at St. Angela's. What is the situation with home ec at the moment, Helen? It's not compulsory at any level, is it?
You're right. Good afternoon, Andrea. No, it is not a compulsory subject in Ireland at post-primary level at the moment. It is optional at both junior cycle and at Leaving Cert. However, internationally, in many jurisdictions across Europe and across the world, in fact, home economics is a compulsory subject, both at primary level or elementary level and second level. So students get introduced to this really important subject at a very early stage and develop their knowledge and skills to achieve, you know, I suppose, optimum, healthy and sustainable living for themselves and for their families. And in Ireland, we have a junior cycle curriculum, which is very relevant and current. It was redesigned in 2018. And about, I suppose, 36% of all students study that curriculum currently. And that curriculum teaches the skills that are critical in everyday life, things like food and health and culinary skills, responsible family living, including consumer discernment and social studies, and then textiles and craft skills. So those students are getting a kind of a broad and holistic introduction to home economics, and they are developing really good, strong, environmentally conscious skills and sustainable and responsible ways of life. And they are developing their cooking skills. So if you look at that junior cycle curriculum, it is examined and assessed 50% by a practical exam. So there is a huge focus there on culinary skills, developing a really positive relationship with food through practical and experiential learning, you know, undertaking actual practical cookery in the classroom with a very, I suppose, experienced and trained teacher who has the pedagogical approaches needed to develop those skills in their students if parents don't. And those teachers are confident too, you know, to do that and to show students how to cook from scratch.
So you can actually, am I right in thinking, Helen, you could actually go through your entire school education from primary to Leaving Cert and actually never have sat in one home ec classroom?
Unfortunately, that is correct in Ireland at the moment. It isn't a compulsory subject.
So it's up to the schools to decide whether they offer this at an optional level.
And most schools do offer it, you know, thankfully, as an optional subject, but it is up to the student then to choose the subject. So I suppose, you know, parents certainly have an influence there. Some schools do taster sessions where the student get to experience all the subjects before they choose a subject, and then they can decide to opt to or elect to study the subject.
So
we are very much focused on the importance of this subject for all students, for all genders. These are really everyday life skills that, you know, we would attest that all students
Well, it's more than cooking and sewing, like, you know, and that was
absolutely
often maybe the kind of the early perception of it. It's under the understanding of, you know, food components, nutrition, health guidelines. Like, we're constantly in this program talking about the fact that we have one of the highest levels of obesity rates.
You're right. And look, it connects to all facets of life. It'll even connect later when you're talking about your decluttering, Andrea, and that conversation, because if we weren't over-consuming in the first place, we wouldn't need to declutter quite so much. So, I mean, you know, it's never been more relevant in terms of, if you look at Ireland's current stats around obesity, you know, research from the HSE shows that in 2024, about 60% of our adults in Ireland are overweight or obese. And childhood obesity is growing, you know, with about one in five children in Ireland now currently obese. If you compare that internationally to, say, a country like Japan, where home economics is actually, in fact, compulsory at all levels of schooling, there, interestingly, their obesity levels are less than 4%.
Yeah. Okay.
And overweight at about 20%. So, if you look in comparison, this is what I suppose we need to be considering as a public health action to, you know, focus on prevention and early intervention, teach these important life skills to every student at an early stage, make it a normal part of their education.
That they have the skills. Stay with us, Helen, if you don't mind. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. We'd love to hear from parents about this today. Like, this texter makes the point, why are schools responsible for every part of children's lives? Can parents not teach their own kids proper eating, how to cook basic meals? It seems that people want children, want to have the kids and then abdicate every facet of actually raising them to grandparents and teachers. Another listener tells me, my daughter's school, they can't get a home ec teacher apparently. They've been trying to get one there for years. Lucy is in Dublin. Should home economics be compulsory in your view, Lucy?
Yes, but I think you should change the name of it.
Okay.
To go even further than the existing home economics curriculum, which is extensive. One of my daughters has just finished, well, last year doing it for junior cert. It's not offered in boys' schools, in single-sex boys' schools very often. But I think it should be a life skills one. You can teach a lot of this to your children. I have taught a lot of it to my children. All my children could cook basic meals by the time they were 10. So they can all cook for themselves, but it's even things that, let's say, a parent may not know how to do, like changing a plug, like managing money, like, you know, having talks on this, not necessarily being examined, but it being part of the curriculum, that it teaches them about money management from a young age, because it's proven that if you educate children from a young age about sensible management of their health, of money, of, you know, how to fix things rather than buy them. Again, that comes into the, you know, it being eco-friendly. And there's a number of life skills that can be taught relatively easily that an awful lot of kids now, because they just don't have. And it encourages them to talk a bit more because we all know they're also buried in devices and everything else, that they are missing out. I see it. My own aren't as bad, but I do. They're still not perfect, believe me. But I can see it in some of their friends. They don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to turn on a dishwasher. They don't know how to turn on a washing machine. Now, I'm not saying teachers need to teach them that. But I think if it's a fostered approach between the school and the parents, and that it's that it's compulsory. Their homework one night is to go home and find out how to use the washing machine and come back and explain to the teacher. That's the kind of thing I mean. So the parents have to engage and get involved. That the I'm not saying at all that all the responsibility needs to be on the teachers, but I do think a life skills class is going to become more and more vital, because whereas when we were younger, it was kind of automatic, you learnt a lot of it. And that's not so much the case anymore.
Yeah.
And so I actually do think it should be compulsory, certainly to junior cert level for boys and girls.
Pádraic White is a commie chef apprenticeship instructor at Cavan Institute. Do you agree with Lucy, Pádraic?
I do, to a certain extent, agree with Lucy. I have a few points written down here in front of me, to be honest with you. I think home economics is very, very important. It's certainly. It should be made mandatory, I think, 100%. But I think taking a step back from that even further, I think national school kids should have a focus on food production and food, creating food dishes as well. Over the years, I've seen Food Dude, which is a very worthwhile project. And I suppose you said there as well that it's responsibility of parents. Now, me personally, we owned our own restaurant for years. I took the onus upon myself to go and contact national schools and go in and do cookery demonstration with them, making their own food, making fish fingers, making their own bread, showing the food provenance, where it comes from. I used to provide money for the schools to buy their own seeds. I used to buy the produce back off them, recycle that for the following year then. So initiatives like that, I think, are very, very, very worthwhile. Home economics is so important as well, but I think we need to introduce food and whole foods to kids much, much earlier.
Yeah, surely it's moved beyond the food pyramid, Pádraic, that I have a memory of learning in primary school. I'd like to think it's probably moved beyond that at this stage.
There's no doubt about it. But all those basic, that food pyramid is there for a reason, and it's still with us for a reason. That food pyramid works really, really well for us as a nutritional guideline. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But where I step back from that is where that food comes from and how well is that food
okay.
produced. So carrots are carrots, but where are they produced? Are they produced locally? Are we importing them in?
Mm.
And letting kids know that. Like, for instance, I've done barbecues in national schools and I know that they have onions grown out in their garden. And I go up and I'm doing the demonstration, we're making our burgers, and I say, oh, I'm actually forgetting the onions. And the kids go, oh, we've onions in our garden. And I'm going, oh, where would you get onions from in the schools? You wouldn't have onions in your garden. And one thing that kids have, when they produce food, 100%, and I've been working with kids for years and years and years with regard to food, they have so much pride in what they produce themselves. Whether it be growing onions, whether it's growing parsley, whether it's making a burger, whether it's making a fish finger, whether it's making a chicken nugget, they have pride in what they do when they do this and when they're given the opportunity to do this.
It's a great initiative. You know, the idea of actually bringing this in at more of a primary school level, and I can see quite a bit of support for that, Pádraig, here on WhatsApp today as well. Kieran, you're in college. Do you think home economics should have been a compulsory subject?
Absolutely. I didn't do it in school, no, but I was well taught at home. But like, I'm just finishing third year in UL, and like, you can just see it all around you. No one has any idea how to do anything. And yeah, no, 100%. Like, if you even just basic kind of life skills, really, you could even look at it in loads of different perspectives in school. Like, I went to Tarbert in North Kerry, great school, top quality school. But the curriculum needs to be kind of changed when they learn a lot more basic stuff, and even just finances, how to control finances. No one knows how to control finances
yeah.
at all.
But is that the job of the day? I wonder, like, should that actually be, is there a need for it to be a mandatory exam subject, or is that not something you learn at home?
I think it's something that, like, I listened there and I heard, if I'm not mistaken, someone texted in and said that that their parents are offloading the work to the children. I think that's ridiculous. I think that the more you can get the children to do, the better, because if you don't do it to them, you're actually letting the child down for their future life. And that's coming from a young person's perspective here. Like,
so you think so you think it should be and what, mandatory up to junior cert or to leaving cert?
I think up to junior cert, really. Like, and really just get people going. Like, even, let's say, home ec is very much a taboo kind of a subject. Remember, I did it. We did sampling when we first started in the first year in secondary school, and it was one fella picked home ec. And to be fair about it, I think he's nearly bullied out of it, and he ended up changing after a couple of weeks, which is an awful thing thinking back. And
I know. And that's funny.
And
the point was made a little earlier today, actually, from I think it was Lucy mentioned, perhaps rebranding home economics, perhaps maybe giving it a different name. Michael Callan is on the line, Kieran. Michael, you were the first, male home economics teacher in Ireland. Do you think it should be a compulsory subject?
I'm not sure if it should be compulsory, but I think it should be a lot more readily available and promoted a lot more, kind of as a valuable subject with the life skills and everything that's included within it.
Were you I mentioned you were the first male home economics teacher to graduate. Were there many other fellas in your class at the time, Michael?
Oh, there was nobody. The whole time I went through college, there was no other male student at that time.
Now, obviously,
I think a year or two after I qualified, the second one came along.
Yeah, and obviously that has changed now. But it's an interesting conversation today, though, about whether or not students actually get those life skills now in school.
I would say there's a huge amount within the syllabus of home economics that's not covered in any other area. And it gives some of it, like cooking, going for junior cert or whatever, a certain basic skills. And also that's covered in the Leaving Cert syllabus for home economics. Like, it's a very broad subject. There's deals with planning, with biology, it deals with food, it deals with nutrition, it deals with dietary problems and the health requirements. And looking at that kind of from an about view of nutrition, to give people, our students, the kind of teenagers, be able to look at their diet, and you know, so some of them may be looking at supplements or stuff like that for different nutrients. and the advantages and disadvantages of those. The sociology part of it, like it opens up students' minds kind of to different ways, different cultures, different ways of seeing and doing things. So yeah, I think like that's just part of me is reluctant to say that be compulsory.
Yeah.
But I think it could be promoted a lot better as a very positive subject for everyone to actually take.
Is it just that, why isn't it promoted better than Michael?
Well, even say going back, okay, now it's kind of 40 years since I qualified. It was seen as a subject for girls, all right? And over the years, and again, I'm not sure I'm the correct one because I've been out of it for so long, but because it was seen as an easier subject, an easier option, which downplayed the actual kind of the difficulty of it or the amount that was actually included in it. And I'm not sure, like, as to why it hasn't been out. Within certain schools, there's been amazing teachers and principals who have promoted it to try and get it as a subject for everybody.
I know in a lot of schools, certainly in my time, I think it was definitely, you had to do it. It was compulsory, I certainly remember, in first year. And then it became, I think, an optional subject to junior cert.
I think depends upon the way different schools are set up. Some maybe will just trial subjects for a period of time. And after that, it's an option. But sometimes the way options are actually set up, it may gear, if it goes against woodwork, you're automatically maybe going to get a higher percentage of the boys going for, and I hate being stereotyping that way, but going for the woodwork and not doing the home economics. So I think maybe looking at the option or the fact that it's available maybe in a range of options so that it's not maybe against subjects that people might otherwise also like to do.
Texter says home economics covers a huge area of social science and food nutrition. That's only a small part of it. Cooking is really only at junior cert level, according to this listener. We're constantly hearing that we've one of the highest levels of obesity. Our obesity rates in Ireland for adults and children are just absolutely staggering. Louise is with us on the line. You're a parent, so with that in mind, should home ec be compulsory?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm also a nutritional therapist, or not practicing at the moment, but okay. Got us out in it. So, yes, I think it's hugely important that they learn how to cook and learn about fresh vegetables and fruits and things that they can try at an early age, you know, in school. And I think a lot of the problems are because kids aren't getting exposed to that, you know. And then going forward into secondary school, I think a lot of mental health issues and in college as well can be down to poor nutrition and diet, you know. But I think there should be an element of the people that are teaching home economics should be qualified in nutrition as well. And not to promote sort of something that might create orthorexic thinking or anything like that extreme, but at the same time, I do think there just needs to be more education around nutrition and cooking and, you know, the joy of cooking and healthy eating and how delicious it can be. Yeah, and to get kids away from the very processed foods, you know.
It was an interesting point Porrick White mentioned earlier, you know, about even introductory classes at primary school level, and you can see a lot of parents in support of that. Louise, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We're asking you today, should home economics be compulsory at primary and secondary school level?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.